stambeli is it's a kind of mixture between the African music and the Tunisian music. When we begin to bring slaves from Africa in the 17th century, Tunis was the market of slavery. So when they come, they bring with them their music, and there was a kind of mixture between the African music and the Tunisian music, and it gives what we call stambeli. Stambeli is mystic music. For me, it's kind of a trance. It's kind of Tunisian reggae. It's kind of, I don't know, I can't describe it really, but it's one of the several popular Tunisian music.
Yes, I'm not sure. Should we be praying to this music, dancing to this music, making love to this music?
It's a kind of healing, you know. We can dream with this music. We can dance. We can be liberated. So it's kind of healing, I think. Like all kinds of music, of course.
Yes, Sir Gerard, this fascinates me. Where do young Tunisians today find their roots music, the roots of their time, the roots of their own experience?
I can say that they are searching. In this moment, everyone is searching for a new way, because before we were lost. There was no culture. Ben Ali destroyed our culture. For 23 years, he was destroying our culture. So now it's very special for us, for all the artists. Now we are searching. We have to search along to find our ways, to find our music. Everything is new for us now.
I want to know every source for the music of the revolution and the spirit of the revolution. Well,
really, I don't like this word revolution, because I believe that it's not yet time to say if it is really a revolution. We have to wait maybe 5 or 10 years to tell that it was really a revolution or not. It's kind of changement. It's kind of revolt, maybe.
So where did the new music come from? What was the inspiration out there? Was it the past in Tunisia? Was it Europe? Was it American pop? Was it jazz, reggae? You know, when people are desperate to hear a real music, what do they find?
First, our history, because there was in our history kinds of revolts. Second, the lyrics of these songs coming from America, from Europe, from Africa, for example. I don't know if you know this song called "Strange Fruit."
Of course.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday.
Oh la la. Yes. All the songs of Tracy Chapman, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley. All these words are inciting to revolt. They are always saying, do something, stand up, do something, don't stay silent, you know. So in 10 years or in 15 years, there was kind of reaction, and the young people, I have a lot of hope with this generation from 20, 25 years. I love them, because I find that they know all. They didn't read the books of Marx or Lenin, but they know. They know that this society or this capitalism wanna kill all of us. So it is time to react now. I respect them because they do a lot, and they speak a few, and they have a lot of energy, and I'm very optimistic about this generation, this new generation. There is signs that make me feel that it will be better, you know, but with a lot of work. We have to work hard, artists, in the media, civil society, you have to work hard to construct this country. We are constructing a new country.
Yeah, so you say a very important thing that I want to believe, but I wonder. It's a very romantic idea that arts and culture can regenerate a society, that beauty can save the world. That was Dostoevsky's line. But why do we believe this?
I can say just one sentence from Nietzsche. He says, only art can save us from reality or from real. Because the real something is hard, it's very hard, it's painful. So art is our only salvation. So this sentence, I think it is the answer.
Art is the answer.
Yes.
Yasser Gerardi, we're touched by your music, and we're very grateful for the chance to hear you talk. Thank you.
Thank you so much.